You know what I want to talk to you about really today? First, I want to start by asking you about something that the city of Bryan is going to do, because it's great to have a city next to you, and you do ILAs and things like that where you need to be in agreement. But they are going to look at changing their animal ordinance having to do with feral cats. Now, cats don't know where the city limits is. They
that
are
is
obviously
true.
They don't care what kind of laws you pass. But this might be an example of a situation where one city takes an action, and it may then cause changes to happen in the other city that were intended or unintended. But I mean, is this something that I mean, obviously there are a lot of things you have to look at, but they decided they want to look at feral cats right now and how to treat them, and so they're going to have some presentations, I think, Friday on this. Give me your thoughts on animal care.
Well, first of all, we dealt with this back in 2010, and I can tell you, as mayor, no one's ever approached me about it. So I think we've solved the problem.
Okay.
And what we do is we passed a trap, neuter, and return policy.
Okay.
We trap them, we neuter them, and if there's a, because the vet's neutering them, and if there's a health problem, we deal with that, and then we release them. And the objective of our ordinance is to reduce the size of the colony and also to, you know, better the health of the colony.
Sure.
So it seems to be working for us.
Okay, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I know you want to shout out for your water department. I know the people in Pebble Creek are probably not happy with the brown water they had, but, you know, that kind of stuff happens. It just does.
Yeah, we had a corrosive pipe that, you know, the leak was due for the corrosion over time, but our crews worked throughout Monday night and into Tuesday morning to repair the leaking 18-inch water line, and they were able to supply a limited amount of water during the time on a backup line and until the service could be restored. And the council is really proud of our crews that they sacrifice their time to make sure the rest of us are comfortable.
Get out there and take care of that. A couple of things that y'all are looking at, I know, are some economic incentives. What can you tell us about? One is that at South College and University, that's like over near IHOP, folks, so you understand that. And the other one is at Highway 6 in Rock Prairie. So what can you tell me about those economic development packages?
Not much, because we're going to talk about them in executive session.
Okay.
Any action we would take in public.
Okay. Right.
So I believe what we're going to be hearing is a progress report on those two developments.
Right. I know that you have citizens' boards, and people get appointed to those citizens' boards, and I know that the city is looking at changing the process a little bit. Obviously, we have people come in. You implore people to please volunteer for these
things.
You want applications for this, but what portion of that process does it look like you're going to be looking
well,
at?
The thing is, we get these applications, and some of them are just name, address, and voter registration number, and we don't know them, or an email address, and if the council knows them, then we can say, well, you know, we think this person would be good or someone else might be better. But we get some that we don't know anything about. So we've decided what we're going to do is do a two-stage process, is that we'd get the applications, we'd look at them, and then we'd say, this person looks interesting, we'll bring them in for an interview, and then make a decision based on that.
Okay. Well, and again, there's some that, for instance, P&Z ends up many times being an on-ramp to people deciding to run for council.
Right.
Some are a little bit more esoteric than that, but still,
yeah,
they need to be populated.
It's the boards that where they have kind of final authority, the design review board, zoning board of adjustments, P&Z, parks.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the where are we in the bond process right now? Does it look like we are going to be able to put a package together that will show up on a ballot?
Well, we're going to be taking our first deep dive into the proposed bond package components. And tomorrow night we're going to be looking at the transportation, which is great needs. I mean, we could use all $60 million in roads and not deal with them all. So and we certainly have other needs.
Yeah, and you know, and it got scored, and we know that. I had Blanche Brick was in last week, and I asked her basically the same thing. A lot of people may not understand the importance of the police headquarters scoring so highly. they're more concerned about their road or the situation that they are confronted with every day, and that's why transportation obviously is important. But have you gotten any feedback from citizens since that list came out that seemed to prioritize, at least in the committee's view, what were the most important things?
People that I've talked to that know about the bond issue, that yeah. makes it a little bit limited,
yeah.
Seem happy with the list that the committee came up with. And it was a great committee. They really worked hard, did a super job.
Sure. Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Of course, the legislature is over. They were able to pass a local bill that expanded the use of hot funds, which certainly, I think one member of the legislature said, hey, this is such a good idea. Why aren't we doing this for everybody? But it ends up just being in Brazos County. But what is that going to mean as far as your view with the expanded use of the hot funds?
Well, what it means is you can't use the hot tax. That's the hotel occupancy tax. That's the tax that people who stay in our hotels pay. It's not a local tax. That we can use that for the build-out of parks, not just additions to. And so that opens up a whole world of possibilities that we could build a whole park if the park was going to be used for tournaments or a tourist attraction or...
Will this also do something to maybe allow the two cities again to act together to maybe bring larger tournaments? Because I'm
Absolutely.
Sure Brian will look to upgrade their facilities as well.
Yeah.
And hypothetically, I would think maybe the horse is out of the barn. There may be other counties who will look at this. I think we've talked about Brazos County as an anomaly. I mean, these are fair-sized cities, but they bring in a tremendous amount of hotel revenue, and that's going to do nothing but grow. But I could certainly see that this may be a trend that the legislature will relook at the guidelines.
Well, especially when you have a legislator who says, why aren't we doing this for the state?
then they certainly may well do that. Anything else on your radar screen today that you want to talk about?
We have smart irrigation workshops this week. One is scheduled for Thursday at 6 and the other Saturday at 10 a.m. And this is for designed for residential customers who have a history of high summer water bills but would like to reduce their irrigation use. And so if you want to scale back, do the right thing, and not kill your lawn, these workshops are for you. And you can learn more about it at blogcstx.gov.
You know, the first question might be, when do I need to turn my system back on? I mean, because we've gotten the deep watering that I think the water experts tell us that is good for our lawn. So we've certainly, nature took care of that for us.
They did, and I hope everyone's sprinkler system was off during this
period
of time.
Yeah, really, yeah. You hate driving by seeing the sprinklers working in the rain.
Or even, you know, going by and see that the sprinkler's watering the street.
Yeah.
You know, so do check your sprinkler system when it's on to make sure it's working properly, and but come to the workshops.
Okay. Heaven knows if we could grow concrete, we'd be watering it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
If we could grow concrete, that would solve some problems,
It would. That's for sure. Nancy Berry is the mayor of College Station.